Paul's arrest in Jerusalem is going to be the subject for the Warren County Radio Bible School today. You may want to turn to Acts chapter 21 and follow along as we look at this passage and study about Paul's arrest, which we'll do in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now, to our lesson text, Acts chapter 21, and I'm going to read verses 27 through 32. Here's where we read, "And when the 7 days were almost completed, the Jews from Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the multitude and laid hands on him, crying out, 'Men of Israel, help! This is the man that teacheth all men everywhere against the people and the law and this place. And moreover, he brought Greeks also into the temple, and hath defiled this holy place. For they had seen before with him in the city Trophimus the Ephesian, whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple. And all the city was moved, and the people ran together, and they lay hold on Paul, and dragged him out of the temple, and straightway the doors were shut. And as they were seeking to kill him, tidings came up to the chief captain of the band that all Jerusalem was in confusion. And forthwith he took soldiers and centurions, and ran down upon them. And they, when they saw the chief captain and the soldiers, left off beating Paul." Let me read to you from Elam's notes on Sunday school, notes he had written for the Sunday schools of November the 15th, 1925. E.A. Elam carries us here, beginning in verse 32, "where immediately the chief captain took soldiers and centurions and ran down upon them." The expression "ran down upon them" is the language of an eyewitness. For the tower of Antonia, the fortress in which the Roman garrison was quartered, stood at the northwestern angle of the temple court. Its foundations were laid on a solid rock, which rises about 20 feet above the level of the court, and a flight of stone steps descending from its door to the floor of the court, which is here the natural rock. When Paul's intended murderer saw the chief captain and soldiers, they ceased beating him. It was the duty of the chief captain to preserve order and to protect the city. Now let's read verses 33 through 36 of Acts 21. "Then the chief captain came near and laid hold on him and commanded him to be bound with two chains, and inquired who he was and what he had done. And some shouting one thing, some another, the crowd, and when he could not know the certainty for the uproar, he commanded him to be brought into the castle. And when he came upon the stairs, so it was that he was borne of the soldiers for the violence of the crowd. For the multitude of the people followed after, crying out, 'Away with him!'" The Chiliarch, which is the man over 1,000, supposed that the man they were beating was some great criminal and had caused the tumult. So he at once arrested Paul and had him bound with two chains and inquired who he was and what he had done. Some shouted one thing, some another. Those composing the mob were excited and could not tell why they were beating Paul. When the Chiliarch could not learn from the mob the cause of the uproar, he commanded Paul to be brought into the castle. It has been suggested that Paul was the coolest man in the crowd. It is not stated that he even sought the protection of the castle. In obedience to the order of the chief captain, the two soldiers to whom Paul was bound, because of the violence of the crowd, threw him upon their shoulders and proceeded with him up the castle steps, while the multitude of the people followed after, crying, "Away with him!" Now let's read verses 37 and down to the end of our reading, verses 37 through 39 of Acts chapter 21. And as Paul was about to be brought into the castle, he said unto the chief captain, "May I say something unto thee?" And he said, "Dost thou know Greek? Art thou not then the Egyptian who before these days stirred up sedition and led out into the wilderness with 4,000 men of the assassins?" But Paul said, "I am a Jew of Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city, and I beseech thee, give me leave to speak to the people." It's when they'd reached the head of the stairs with Paul, and were about to enter the castle with him, that he said to the chief captain in Greek, "May I say something unto thee?" The chief captain, supposing him to be the Egyptian who had previous to that time stirred up to sedition and led into the wilderness 4,000 men of the assassins, was surprised to hear him speak Greek and ask, "Dost thou know Greek?" Josephus twice mentions an Egyptian who claimed to be a prophet, and that he would show miraculous power, such as throwing down the walls of Jerusalem. He secured quite a following of malicious people, whom Felix subdued, but he himself escaped. In reply to the chief captain, Paul said, "I am a Jew of Tarsus in Cilicia, a city of no mean city, and I beseech thee, give me leave to speak to the people." Being of Tarsus, a city which stood high within the Roman government, and not from Egypt, caused the chief captain to think more favorably of him. Paul thought he could allay the excitement of the people by making a clear statement of the facts to them, and though bruised by their blows, and notwithstanding they had sought to kill him, wished to return good for evil, and his greatest desire was to preach the gospel to them. He rejoiced at every opportunity of preaching the gospel, whether in chains or at liberty. This request having been granted, the soldiers placed Paul once more at his feet, and standing on the stairs, he beckoned with the hand of the people in order to gain their attention. And when there was made a great silence, he spake to them in the Hebrew language, which secured for him the greater attention. Before this speech was ended, the chief captain must have been convinced that he had in his possession no ordinary man as a prisoner. The next chapter will give the address. And what I want to do now is to read that address of Paul. We want to read Acts chapter 22, and we're going to continue reading until we get to the end of Acts chapter 24. So we have a lengthy reading ahead of us. And the story is told so well by Luke that just simply having it read to us will mean a lot to us as we listen. You may want to get your Bible and follow along. Beginning in Luke, I'm going to begin Acts chapter 21 and in verse 40. And then we'll continue our reading and probably to the end of the program and continue it on till tomorrow. Here we have Acts chapter 21 and verse 40. And when he had given him leave, Paul, standing on the stairs, beckoned with his hand to the people. And there was made a great silence. He spake to them in the Hebrew language, saying, Acts 22:1, "Brethren and fathers, hear ye the defense which I'll now make unto you." And when they heard that he spake unto them in the Hebrew language, they were the more quiet. And he saith, "I am a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, instructed according to the strict manner of the law of our fathers, being zealous for God, even as ye all are this day. and I persecuted this way unto death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women, as also the high priest doth bear me witness, and all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters unto the brethren, and journeyed to Damascus to bring them also that were there into Jerusalem in bonds to be punished. And it came to pass that as I made my journey, and drew nigh to Damascus, about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me, and I fell to the ground, and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And they that were with me beheld indeed the light, but they heard not the voice of him that spake unto me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise, and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do. And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, well reported of by all the Jews that dwelt there, came unto me, and standing by me said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And in that very hour I looked upon him, and he said, The God of our fathers hath appointed thee to know his will, and to see the righteous one, and to hear a voice from his mouth. For thou shalt be a witness for him and to all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise, and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on his name. And it came to pass that, when I had returned to Jerusalem, and while I prayed in the temple, I fell into a trance, and saw him saying unto me, Make haste, and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, because they will not receive of thee testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, they themselves know that I am imprisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believe on thee. And when the blood of Stephen, thy witness, was shed, I also was standing by, and consenting, and keeping the garments of them that slew him. And he said unto me, Depart, for I will send thee forth far hence unto the Gentiles. Acts chapter 22 and verse 22. And they gave him audience unto this word, and they lifted up their voice and said, Away with such a fellow from the earth, for it is not fit that he should live. And as they cried out, and threw off their garments, and cast dust into the air, the chief priest commanded him to be brought into the castle, bidding that he should be examined by scourging, and he might know for what cause they so shouted against him. And when they had tied him up with the thongs, Paul said to the centurion that stood by, Is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is a Roman and uncondemned? And when the centurion heard it, he went to the chief captain and told him, saying, What art thou about to do? For this man is a Roman. And the chief captain came and said to him, Tell me, art thou a Roman? He said, Yea. And the chief captain answered, With great sum obtained I this citizenship. And Paul said, But I am a Roman born. And they that were about to examine him straightway departed from him, and the chief captain also was afraid when he knew that he was a Roman, because he had bound him. And on the morrow, desiring to know the certainty whereof he was accused of the Jews, he loosed him and commanded the chief priest and all the company to come together, and brought Paul down and set them before him. We're going to stop that reading now. We're at the end of Acts chapter 22, and we will take up tomorrow with Acts chapter 23, and then proceed to a Sunday school lesson on this. We'll go all the way through 24, but the lesson is Paul before Felix.